Hey guys, how you doing? It's Leah, the life coach. So last week I was on a live and we decided that we thought Anchor was this great platform and we wanted to get back on it. So I did my first Anchor podcast, which I haven't done in a really long time. So I wanted to get on and do it again because my advice to people was to make sure that you kind of put some headphones on and just get it out and do it when you're in traffic. So I was in traffic, so I was like, okay, let me take my own advice. And it's a funny story just happened. So I figured I'd share my little funny story with you guys real quick. So I'm in traffic, like, I mean, deep traffic. I mean, like, I got LA traffic. I'm just about to, like the split at the 405 and the 101, that kind of traffic right now. This is, like, hardcore traffic. So I get a phone call, and it's pretty early in the morning, so that's fine. I don't really get phone calls that early in the morning, so I figured, you know, I better pick it up. So I pick it up, and I thought I faintly heard the guy say, "Good morning, sweetheart." But I was like, "I'm sorry, excuse me?" And it came out of, "Hi, I was calling to see, you know, to get you as a speaker at my event, blah, 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 blah." And so he was a little mumbly, but I was a little, you know, I'm very just like accept people where they are on their terms. They disqualify themselves. I need not judge them. You know, it will unfold as it unfolds. So he's asking me questions about how much my prices are to do a speaking engagement. So, you know, I kind of give him a little short rundown, and I have questions, and I'm like, what area? Because with me, I don't niche myself, so my speaking engagements are, you know, a wide variety of, you know, speaking, social media, empowerment, entrepreneurship, all kind of things I could, you know, talk about. So it just depends on, you know, where you found me, what I was talking about at the time. So I asked him where he found me. He told me social media. He didn't give any other details. And I pressed on to see what kind of subject that it would be and how many people would be there and the date and things like that. So we kind of got through that. He had a nice few answers for that. And then he goes, well, I go, what kind of event is it? Like, are you looking to get out of it? What are the take homes for the audience that you're hoping for? And he goes, well, it's just one where, you know, you would wear the ears and a very professional event. So you have to wear the fishnet stockings and it's sloppy copy. And then he went into all these vulgar things and things like that, which I did let him finish what he thought was going to be something very funny. And then afterwards, I was just like, you know what? Don't ever call my phone. I will, you know, block you and blah, 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 blah. And I hung up. But that was my very first, like, prank call as a speaker or life coach. Because I put my phone number everywhere. On my lives, on my social media, on my Facebook, on my website. So, like, for instance, like, it didn't really bother me. I kind of went on with my, you know, just being in traffic and, you know, what my mind was focused on. But then I started to think, that's my first prank call. And, you know, to be legit, you have to get prank calls, right? So I just feel like it's solidifying that I'm getting bigger. So now I've gotten to the pond of prank calls. So that's just really how I had to take that. And I mean, I'm not really irritated by it or upset. You know, it is what it is. I fully expected to get calls like that all the time. So after 2 years of making my number public and that being the first one, it was pretty freaking good. So I wanted to share with you guys my first call that came in that was a prank call on my number. But I also wanted to just bring up how men just, like, communicate with women over on online devices and on the phone and through texts and DMs and instant messenger. Recently, I took my following down from 5,000 to 1,400 on Facebook because I have a little technique that I can do where I can get, like, you know, close to 1,000 friends a day. Well, I could get 1,000 friends, maybe more, but, you know, to just baseline it, almost 1,000 friends a day. So I wanted to like stir it up and get more people that I can engage with and that really, you know, cared about what I was talking about. So a more targeted audience and an audience that I can, you know, more get around to. So me getting that many friends on such a short time, like, you get like a lot of messages. And like the messages, sometimes they range from being very inspirational, very inspiring, very uplifting and elevating, you know, like letting me know what they're doing in the community and if I wanted to take a position with them to help them further their efforts in the community, what they're doing, you know, just for the world and how they're fulfilling their purpose and just great things like that. But then sometimes you get the little, you know, small talk ones too. It's like, hi, how are you? I'm amazing. How are you? I'm great. And then the phone stops, and then they come back like an hour later. Hi. And you start all over again. I just feel like the hi, how are you? That's like the opportunity where someone's listening to you. I guess I'm talking to the men right now, and I'm talking to entrepreneurs and business and marketers that kind of go on that. Like, that's the time to get in and say, hi, how you doing? Because, like, the back and forth between a new person is probably going to hold the attention for, like, 2 to 4 back and forths. So, like, say what you need to say. You can say, hi, how are you doing, in one little thing instead of making it, like, a whole back and forth thing, because, you know, that just draws it out. And if you're the one that says hi, you have to have, like, a kind of, you know, where you want to take the conversation to. Like, I find a lot of highs, hi, back and forth, or it's like they're kind of waiting for me to start the conversation. But wait, you said hi. So I just thought it was a funny opportunity to come on and talk about how we're communicating in this day and age with the opposite sex, mainly men to women online and in the DMs and things like that, because I'm experiencing a whole wide of just different techniques, I would guess. You know, then you have the ones that come in and they're like, hi, baby. Hi, love. How are you, my queen goddess? And then they send you all these little pretty stickers and they just flood you with it. And I don't know, like, how to respond back to that. I wasn't sure how people respond to them or what they were hoping people to respond to them. Do they get like someone to return, hey baby, how you doing? Hey sweetie, how you doing? And you know, does that happen on the, you know, very first hi, how you doing? And things like that. So then it goes real quick to, you know, love and then show me your breasts. Really? Really? Do people actually show you their breasts? And then there's not enough images online of you just to go see some breasts and probably some really nice ones up to your, like, real liking. So I just wanted to know what it was about, because it's not like you can't go and see breasts at your whim. And the kind that you want, you can put in the details, round and perky, or, you know, whatever floats your boat. But you'd rather go into someone's DMs and risk like them having a mate, or, you know, them being offended by this, or them not having perky, or the breast that floats your boat. I just find it very odd that guys take the time to do this. And what I found when I did it on such a huge level, it wasn't just one of two people. It's a lot. And they kind of have like the whole, it's like scripted almost. Like everyone does like their separate individual get down the same exact way. And I don't know, like, is there's like a group you guys meet at, and then you guys decide, you know what? You know how we're going to get women in 2018? This is what we're going to do. Listen, guys, listen. You can do two things. You can make small talk and say hi back and forth every day of the week and send pictures of flowers and stickers and ask them how they are back and forth over and over again. And nothing more that really gets them going. You're going to be married in no time. Or you could just go right in for the kill and say, show me your goods. And then you get the added bonus of getting to see the goods before you buy the cow. Is this what these meetings are like? Because I don't understand. They're all, like, you guys come in with the same format, the same template, the same script. And I don't know what you're thinking, and I don't know what kind of return that you get on these investments that you put in, but I do think that there's a better way to invest your DMs, your energy, your words, to actually get the response that you're looking for. I mean, you can run it just like the same, like a business. Find your target audience. I mean, I'm a life coach talking about empowerment and elevation and advancement in business and technology and mental space and inner peace. I mean, I'm probably not the one. I'm probably not your target audience. I don't know how many pictures you're going to get and how much back and forth you're going to get with in my DMs or whatnot. So I just wanted to, you know, maybe put out that you guys should maybe, you know, select your audience better to get a better return on your investment, because it's very important to pitch your business and your goods to the right audience that, you know, that wants to receive that and can afford that. So, let's see, what else have I also gotten? And I think I kind of get the genuine people that may be interested in me, but they don't really see my get down. Like I said, I'm a life coach. I'm this, I'm that. Like, so if you really did have an interest in me, like, take the time and see if you're really interested in me and just not, like, I don't know whether it's going to be the visual or whatnot, but I think I'm very clear, like, there's going to be a standard of how you have to come and speak to me and handle me and work with me and calibrate with me. So I just think that you would get such a better return if you took that into consideration, guys. And I just wanted to know, like, how you guys came to this, the common core of how you guys reach out to the women on social media. I mean, and I'm pretty sure you don't put like a whole bunch of effort into it, because like, it is social media, it is online, so maybe you just level it down to not a whole lot of attention and effort that you put into it. But you guys have to remember that, like, you could actually get what you wanted if you were strategic with it. So I'm not even knocking your get down. I'm just saying, you know, put it in better places and spaces to get a better return on your investment. And I don't know. I just wanted to understand the boys club, the boys code on IMs and DMs. So if there are any men or boys or young men or gentlemen or just of the opposite sex that uses these, you know, what I've described on women and gotten a good return on it, or you know why you respond in that way to women online, like, give me some insight. Let me know what's like happening and why is everyone doing it the same? Like, was there a memo that went out or something? So, I just wanted to share with you I got pranked today on my phone. I thought I'd get so many more. So the fact that I'm 2 years in and that was my first, pretty good ratio, I'll take it. And it wasn't so bad. The so-called identifier as Mike, he actually seemed like he could have had a great event to speak in. So, and then I don't know where he really was, like, but who gets up at like 6:30 in the morning playing practical jokes on life coaches? But So I just wanted to share my calibration of my day with you guys. I hope you have an amazing day. I do hope I get some feedback from the guys out there of, you know, how this is going down. And if you do that, if you're one of those hi, or sweetheart, baby, love, how you doing, or send the stickers with the puppy and the flowers in the morning. Good morning, my love, my beautiful queen sunshine. And like, we've never exchanged any kind of commentary. Well, I'm at my destination. I hope I get some feedback. Leave your feedback and everything. Like, open me up to this. Like, let me know what's happening, because I have about, you know, 500 DMs in my Facebook right now that I got to get back to, and they're just blowing me away. So maybe later today or tomorrow, I may go live while I respond to some of my Facebook messages. I do that. It's fun. It always turns into something great and meaningful. That's how I got to land to do my first podcast on here again after a while. So we will be doing that again. I hope you guys can join me. It should be funny and entertaining and interesting where it lands. So it is Tuesday. I hope you guys have the best day ever, and thank you for checking me out, and I look forward to you guys' responses. Have an amazing day. Bye-bye. Thank you.